This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 270. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
It's the canceled comics cavalcade for the Hunted and the Knights. Who's touching Pandora's box this week? And when help desk jobs go bad? This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, August 18, 2013. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. It's time for the Canceled Comics Cavalcade of 2013. Four titles getting canceled this week by DC. It's really a good time to cancel because it's easy to cover it up because next month will be the Villains Month. So it'll be less obvious that four titles are going away.
Well, you know, speaking of Villains Month, do you mind if I pop in here for a minute?
By all means.
You know that little two-issue panel they have in the back that's the news story?
Yep.
Do you think they just use the same, like, drawings of the woman over and over again and just put different dialogue around her?
That would be my guess.
Because it really looks the same from month to month.
I think you're right. I wouldn't at all be surprised. The cavalcade begins with Threshold Number 8 by Giffen, Winslade, Rainey, and Dollhouse. Giffen's baby, this title, goes out in style. The Hunted, this alien TV series that has been the center of this whole title, has been canceled. Call has been captured.
He's the renegade Green Lantern.
Right. And an administrative assistant kind of controls his mind as he's taken into the bowels of this organization. The other characters are captured as well. We see Blue Beetle being let go and returned to Earth. And there's a lot of fourth wall shattering going on here.
Yeah, we thought you'd help the ratings. Yeah.
But it really didn't work out, so we're sending you back. And Giffen kind of criticizing how the title went. So we find out that Timara is working for the bad guys, and he offers Call his own show. But you have to drop that whole GL thing because it doesn't play well with our audience. And he says, well, you could do that, or would you rather go the way of Space Cabby? Space Cabby being an obscure 60s sci-fi title. And when Call says, who, he's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they beam him down to the surface when he's immediately shot. And turns out it was all a ploy so Timara could get his own show. And then in the backup story, Star Hawkins manages to escape the clutches of Lady Styx and runs outside and sees somebody and panics and accidentally shoots Call. He's the guy who shot Call. Oops.
And you can tell now that was a whole setup by Lady Styx for him to actually shoot Call, because otherwise why would he have escaped?
Right. I'm really going to miss this series. And this came out of a number of other miniseries and titles. They finally tried to do this, and it just didn't work. Again, there's only so many titles to go around. There's only so much advertising to go around. And Threshold kind of was given a sink or swim advertisement policy, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'll miss some of the characters in it, but they wrapped it up pretty well.
Right. Demon Knights number 23 by Venditti and Winslade. So Justin is healed by the Grail, and the Giants are attacking the city, so they have to go into battle. Exoristos entrusts the Black Diamond to Aljabar. Aljabar? I don't know. It's Aljabar. So he returns with these airships, which in the Middle Ages is very impressive to have airships, of course. And the Black Diamond is dropped into the Giants' midst. And so they kill each other to get it. And that's how they win the battle. The Giants basically kill each other trying to get at the Black Diamond.
And what's his name? Escapes.
Vandal Savage escapes.
Yes, Vandal
during all
Savage
that.
Escapes.
Exoristos wants to take the Black Diamond away in order to save the city because it's destroying the city. But Al-Jabbar says, oh, well, we'll just match it up with the Holy Grail and they kind of cancel each other out. So we can have both those things here and we'll be entrusted to keep them. And so they end off, basically the team rides off into the sunset. I think after Cornell left the title that he created and a lot of the characters he created, it was only a matter of time before this title was killed. I didn't expect it to last much longer after he left, and it didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Now, also on the chopping block, Dial H, None Too Soon. We got a few issues of that and then dropped it because it was completely indecipherable. And the Legion of Superheroes, which is being canceled in order to make way for the Justice League 3000 title, which has now been delayed.
Because they're changing the creative team.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. So let's talk about some non-canceled titles. Justice League of America number 7 by Johns Lemire and Mankey. And we're still in the Trinity War. And Pandora's decided, well, I couldn't give it to a hero, so maybe I'll try a villain.
But she has to find a really bad, unredeemable villain.
And so she picks Luthor. Beginning of the story is her saying, here's the box. Meanwhile, Team Superman, remember that the various Justice Leagues have broken up into mixed teams, each of which is essentially being led by one of the Trinity. So Team Superman has found Dr. Psycho, whom Question thought was going to be behind Clark's disease. But Psycho didn't do it. He keeps saying, John Johns takes out Psycho. Psycho says, well, I was just a dupe of the society, essentially. I was there as a red herring.
This scene reminded me of the whole identity crisis thing, because he did wipe out Superman's secret identity from Psycho's brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what started the whole identity crisis thing, was the Justice League wiping memories.
Right. The rest of Team Batman has broken into the House of Mystery. And,
well, they didn't exactly break in.
Well, they managed to figure a way in.
They asked if they could go in, yeah. And the house
Selena
let them.
Selena says, can I come in? Sure. Phantom Stranger sends Bruce, Katana, and Deadman back into the regular universe via a mirror. And remember, in the Phantom Stranger issue, they went off to try to find the soul of Dr. Light. And so they were kind of trapped at the end of that. And so now they've been sent back. Phantom Stranger, they believe, is now officially dead, which I don't know how you kill Phantom Stranger, but and I don't think they did. The Atom admits that she's a spy for Amanda Waller. And then back to Pandora and Luthor. Just as he's about to take the box, Team Wonder Woman breaks in. Oh, we see the Outsider detonates, as he says, Dr. Light, his body, at Argus, which creates this huge explosion somehow.
So do you think they're trying to turn Dr. Light into the villain Dr. Light now? Like he's going to, that detonation is going to like turn him into a light being and he's going to be the evil Dr. Light?
That's possible.
That's what I thought.
That's a good idea. So in the end, Diana grabs the box to take it away from Luthor, but now she's possessed.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the title. A lot of stuff going on here. And of course, they've only got like 2 more weeks to wrap this up, because then we're going to be in Villains Month. So the whole Trinity War has to be over with by that point.
At least there's that.
And we're in part 4 of 6. So,
right.
So I assume the next 2 weeks will be one apiece. We'll do the other 2 Justice League titles. Astro City number 3 from Vertigo by Busiek, Anderson, and Ross.
I almost said, and now we step away from DC, but we're really not, since it's Vertigo.
Right. So this is the conclusion of that help desk story. Again, this woman, Marella, or Marcella, isn't it? She has gotten this job, which she thought was just going to be a regular help desk job, but turns out to be the help desk for the Honor Guard. And so it's this well set up organization to figure out what calls to the Honor Guard are real issues and which ones can be handled by local authorities. She didn't take this one call from this young girl very seriously and didn't give it much priority. And she's just learned that there's this huge super battle going on because she didn't make a priority. There's lots of deaths going on.
But, you know, there really wasn't any reason for her to make that call a priority.
Right. It's all in hindsight.
Yes.
That she realized what she should have done. So she decides to help out that girl's village and help find the girl. And she portals over there. And that's how they're going back and forth between these areas, just a portal from one area of the world to the other. And she brings supplies to the locals. She basically goes to your local Quickie Mart, buys up all the, you know, toilet paper and bandages and all this, and just portals over there and drops the stuff off. And she's also helping out the Red Cross on the ground. In a hospital, she sees this guy that she realizes is with the bad guys.
He doesn't look right.
He doesn't look right.
Yeah.
She manages to ask someone else at the help desk to track down the face. And, yep, it's one of the big bad guys. So she follows him into this secret entrance into the bad guy's headquarters and gets captured very quickly. Fortunately, her honor guard key card, her ID card, has a tracking chip in it, which allows the heroes to warp in and save the day. And Cleopatra, one of the heroes, explains to Marcella that they knew all along what she was doing because she's using the portals. So obviously they're tracking who's using portals and where.
Right.
And they just wanted to see if she would try to fix her mistake, which she did. You know, she...
Although she went way past what most people do to fix a mistake on the help desk.
Right, right. She basically put her life on the line to do that. So she's now debating whether she's just going to stay on the help desk or not, because prior to this she was, well, obviously I'm going to get fired for doing this. And they're like, no, you made a mistake. You did your best to fix it.
Come back to work on Monday. I do like Astro City, especially these lighter ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Dark Ages I kind of dragged through, but...
It seems like they're going to go to these lighter stories.
And the shorter ones. I like the shorter stories.
Well, it helps that this is an ongoing and not just a series of miniseries, which Dark Age was. That's why it took so long. Well, also because Busiek had some medical problems and all this. Well, sorry, there's no Who's on the Cover this week. Damn you, Double Issues! Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn. Follow us on Twitter at SFPPN or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFB.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.